very thankful tonight to have each and every person on. I'm Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting call. I speak of the person, Brother Shee Ford, Woodbury, Tennessee. He's the minister of the Auburn Hills Church of Christ. So thankful to have him on our call tonight. And he will talk about, make it plain about the simple truth. Okay, Brother Ford, it's your time. Let's do it.
All righty. Thank you guys so much. Thank you all for tuning in. I know you could be anywhere else tonight, but we're glad that you're here to study God's Word. I hope you have a copy of God's Word with you so that we can go through the scriptures together so that you won't say that that preacher said. I want you to see it for yourself. One of the things that I always like to look at is I like to examine truth. And with this topic, the simple truth, would you believe that truth has become the new hate speech for some people? There are some people out there in the world who despise truth, and no matter how simple it is, and no matter how true it may be, there are many people who seem to oppose truth. It is the times that we are living in, and I want us to always keep in mind that if God has set something as truth, no man can change that. God's word overrules everything. God is the standard. Man has concocted ways and come up with things to try to make God be of irrelevance, but God still reigns today. God is still operating today, and his truth continues to stand firm. And it's that truth that we must build on, and I hope that you join me tonight because we are going to examine what is truth. Jesus said, sanctify me through my truth. Thy word is sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Jesus, who put on flesh, who walked among men, who was able to be our everything, he knows what truth is. So if I want to start off finding what is truth, I have to go to the source. The source, again, is God. When you think about man today, and man is always, again, try to just be so smart. But I'm reminded of what's written in Proverbs 14 and verse 12 and also Proverbs 16 and verse 25, that there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end of those ways are death. Man has tried to change what God has said. And when we also look at those words, as Paul had to write, Paul said, do I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Truth has become the hate speech of the world today. Truth has become something that is not being followed by many people. So let us begin where we can find truth today. If you have a Bible, the Bible is where the truth is. That is where God's word is located. It's God-breathed. The scriptures give us everything that pertains to life and godliness. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. So it's those scriptures that I must follow. And it blows my mind to realize how loving God is and what all God gives us. A God who loves his creation. He doesn't want any to be lost, but it's sad that many people will find themselves separated from God for an eternity because they will not obey the simple truth that God has put forth. You know, I'm a Mississippi boy. I just happen to be in Tennessee now. I love Tennessee. I don't plan on going back to Mississippi, but I think about my number. When I call people in Tennessee, I work as a counselor, work as a social worker, and as a minister of the Church of Christ here in Woodbury. But I have an area code of 662. So whenever I call somebody, when they see a 662 number, most of the times they don't answer. But when people call me back, if they decided they were going to change the 662 in my number to whatever their area code is, they tried to call me, that person would not be able to call me. Why is that? Because they did not call the right number. That I think we all can agree with that. If they put 931 instead of 662, but they had every other number right, they still would not get me. So why would I even bring something up like that? You know, there are some people who think that they can do part of the truth, and that God will be pleased with that. Friends, I'm reminded that God is a God who expects us to give us all, who expects us to give him all of us. He don't want your best. He wants all of you. That's the truth. And when it comes to growing, and when it comes to that truth, I already stated that 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, the Bible gives us everything that pertains to life and godliness. But I want you to notice what's written in the next verses. Picking up with verse number 5, we find Peter writing, and he says, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity." Then he gives the reason why. "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Now, you think about that. The truth is that you have to grow in the knowledge of Christ. Growing in the knowledge of Christ is going to put you in a position to where you're going to be faithful to God. And if you're going to be faithful to God, that faithfulness will lead you to being what God would have you to be. You know, it's so often that we talk to people about truth, and people say, "Well, I just don't see that. I just don't believe that. Or I just don't feel that. Or that just don't sound right. Or Big Mama didn't say that to me, and Big Mama didn't teach it, so it can't be truth." Friends, you better learn that God is truth, and every other man is a liar. You have to realize that God sets the standard. Man just think he runs something. I'll say that a bunch of times tonight, because we have gotten to a point in our lives today, in this world that we live in, truth is a casualty. Truth is the first thing that goes out the window. You turn on the TV today, which I don't watch a lot of TV. I watch a little bit of Netflix and Disney with my kids from time to time, or with myself. But you turn on the TV, and they paint what truth is. You see mankind going after mankind. You see womankind going after womankind. You see men believing that they are women, and women believing that they are men. Now, I don't say these things to offend anybody, because I don't hate anyone. But again, I have to quote the words of Paul: "Do I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Galatians 4 and verse 16. The truth has nothing to hide. The truth will always stand at the end of the day. Even in a world where people believe that, where people like to believe false narratives, and they think their lies are more entertaining, the truth will eventually come out. And Jesus said, "The truth shall set you free." So if we want to learn what truth is, we have to go to the source. The source is God. God has revealed it to us in his word. You don't have to have a PhD, a GED, a master's degree, or any kind of other degree to understand God's word. Now, I know that there are people who can quote this book back and forth, and I know that there are people who don't even know certain things of the Bible. But you can crack open this book and find out what God has for you. When I think about this book and how important it is, you have to know truth, because people will misuse God's word. The Bible teaches us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. I have to study this book so that I can know what truth is. You know why many people are so thrown away when it comes to religion? You want to know why we have so many denominations? You want to know why people can do anything? Because people have not studied God's word. And when you attach yourself to someone who has not studied God's word and follow them, guess what? The blind lead the blind. They both fall in a ditch, because there's not a lick of truth in between the two of them. There are people who do religious practices because they simply have not opened up the scriptures. I can remember studying with a married couple, and we were going through scriptures. Anytime that I do a Bible study with people, I don't read the scriptures. I don't like to read the scriptures. I like to let them read for themselves so they don't say, "Oh, well, preacher, you saying this or you saying that." No, I want you to see it for yourself. We got to a certain scripture, Mark 16:15-16. "He that believeth and is," go where it said, first off, verse 15 says, "Go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Read the verse, because at the very beginning of the question, or at the very beginning of the study, I asked him, what did he do to be saved? He said he simply believed. And he felt that he was saved and he didn't have to do anything else. The wife said the same thing as her husband said. And so as we went through the scriptures to see what does God's word prescribe, when we got to that scripture, he closed his Bible and he said, come on, let's go. Truth showed itself. And when that truth showed itself, that man decided at that moment he was not going to obey truth. When people get presented with the simple message of truth, you have a person who is at a crossroads. Either that honest person is going to be honest and obey what that truth says, or either that person is going to become dishonest because that truth has presented itself. The truth will always stand. The truth will endure until the end. People have to get familiar with this book. I'm not saying you have to go out and be a Greek and Hebrew scholar, but you got to know what the Bible teaches, because there are many people throughout the religious world who do practices, who do things, and they slap truth on it when they are offending God. You talk to people about marriage, and somebody says, well, I'm on my fifth marriage, but I finally found the right one. Well, why did you divorce those other ones? Well, we just didn't have a connection. We just didn't make it. And then when somebody comes to show them the scripture that you don't have the right to be married to someone else because your spouse is still alive, and then you become alienated. We need to get this message of God's simple truth out there throughout the scriptures that he's showing us. We need to put it out there for the world to see it. Because we live in a world today, again, where things they say is progressive, but I tell you this, it's not a progression. The world is regressing. The world is going further and further away from God. So we have to interject truth into the world and show what God's plan is for all people. The Bible teaches us that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of repentance. But it's the sad case that many people don't believe that truth. I want you to think about yourself tonight. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, if you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, if you are not walking in light, I want you to ask yourself, what have you been taught about salvation? What have you been taught about baptism? What have you been taught about the life you live? Because when we go down to the, when we get down to the very minuscule details about what's going on, and you may say in yourself, well, I feel like I'm all right. If I ask you the question, if you die now, where are you going? If your answer to me is, I hope heaven, that lets me know that you've not obeyed the truth. Because if you ask me where I'm going to paradise. I'm right with God. Because I've obeyed the truth that God has set for me to have salvation. So it takes a person who is going to be honest with themselves. When you see the scriptures, when the truth is presented to you, what do you do? Do you get mad, fuss, fight, call people ignorant and say them folks in the Church of Christ just think they right? They think they so smart. They think they know everything. Or do you take the time out to listen? You know, I grew up in a home where I don't know what I was. I probably was a Confucianist. I was going to Baptist, Methodist, I'll just be flat out honest. I was going wherever the pretty girls went. Just don't tell my wife I said that. I was going wherever the wind blew, that's where I went. But I can remember the very first time when truth was presented to me from the Bible. I thought I knew something about the Bible. I will never forget it. I went to the North Hill Christian Church of Christ. My wife had already obeyed the gospel. I was the first person at the building. Nobody else was there. As soon as I got there, I sat a moment. Sister Tony Burnett and Sister Shirley came up. Sister Shirley is the wife of the preacher who's of that congregation who had taught me a lot in the gospel. He's a very great man. He's the one who taught me a lot of things, taught me how to be evangelistic, taught me how to stand for truth. And I can remember walking into that building and saying, I don't see a piano. You know, I play piano. I play keys, and I like to do music. And I can remember Sister Shirley saying to me, but we'll talk about that later. But when I sat down with Brother Arthur, and he started putting scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture in front of me, I got mad. I was upset because I thought that I knew something about the Bible. I realized I had been hoodwinked by, I had the wool pulled over my eyes. The simple truth had been hidden from me because of the places that I had been going had been so caught up in emotionalism. There's nothing wrong with you being passionate about serving God, but your emotions do not determine what is truth. Truth is not subjective to one's emotions. It is based off what God has said. So many people put their emotions out there and say, well, God wants me happy. Show me the verse where God wants you happy. I can show you the verse where God wants you to be holy. 1 Peter chapter 2, Leviticus 11, verses 44 through 47. I can show you where God wants you to be holy. If we are going to follow the simple truth, we have to let this word transform us. Our hearts have to be made soft. As God, as in the days of Isaiah, Isaiah said, thou art the potter, I am the clay. You know what? When you take that wet clay and you can shape it and mold it into what it needs to be, a heart that is like that can accept truth and it can be molded into a fine vessel. But if you close up and you're hard and you reject truth, it's going to be hard to change. The simple truth is you need God. You can't make it to heaven without God. You cannot fight Satan if you are not in God's care. And it's the funny thing. There are people who say, well, I feel like Satan ain't after me because I'm all right. I got a relationship with God. Do you really know God? Show me how do you know God. Well, I pray sometimes. I give sometimes. Sometimes I do good. That lets me know that there's some things you may lack. Or that you do lack, not may lack. Because the truth of the matter is, one has to be dependent upon God. I know that it is God who has brought me through everything that I have been through. I know that it is God who has given me all the blessings that I am able to receive in this life. And I know it is God who has promised me a place in heaven if I continue to be faithful, even if death is to come, to receive the crown of life, Revelation 2:10. The truth is, you need God. You need to study this word of God because it is through this word that you're going to find out the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Friends, you cannot place your faith, you cannot place your future in the hands of a man or a woman in some cases, and I promise you I'm not trying to fight anybody, but we're just speaking the whole truth tonight, as I've stated. There are people putting their trust in these so-called air quote pastors. And they say, well, Pastor so-and-so said it, so it got to be right. Don't do that. If you can't prove it from the Bible, it doesn't hold any weight. So I know you will say, what can we do? What do we need to do? What do we need to do? How can we remedy this situation? I want you to turn to Acts, the 17th chapter. I want you to notice something in the book of Acts, because there was a group of people in Acts, in the book of Acts, that we read about. And I know when it comes to using the Bible and when it comes to us looking for examples and seeing how people did things back then, you know, these people were just a lot like us. They were people who were seeking. They were people who were looking for truth. When you look at Acts, the 17th chapter, you find out about a group of people, those who were from Berea, the Bereans. Actually, we'll start with verse number 10 just so we can get more of the context. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those of Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. You know, you got to love the mindset of these Bereans, because you see two things that they did. It said that, first off, these in Berea were more nobler than those in Thessalonica. Why was that? Because they received the word with all readiness of mind. When somebody presents you the simple truth, are you ready to receive that word? Again, I know there are some people who clog up their ears. There are some people who say, I refuse to hear it. Or as one girl said to me, my spirit don't receive it. I don't know what that means to this day.
but I know that she didn't agree with the words that I said, but I said it what the Bible said. Do you have a readiness of mind to hear God's word? And then it says, and they search the scriptures daily whether those things were so. They search the scriptures daily. They didn't just say, oh, man, that preacher Paul, he said something, so it must be right. It must be something going on. It must be true if Paul said it. So I got to believe it. That's not what they did. They searched the scriptures daily. I'll pose the question to us all. How often do you read the scriptures? You know, is it something that you read in your leisure time? Is it something that is just sitting on the coffee table? Or as I like to tell people, well, I preach that that's your pew Bible. You just leave it at the church all the time. So when you come back, it's still sitting right there. You know, we have to be people who study God's word. Because if we're going to know anything about God, it's going to come from this word. So we have to be people who love truth enough to study it, to dig into it, get you a concordance. Oh, study these words, see what these words mean. Because our souls are very important. You know, if I told you that I had a book that would make you a millionaire if you read every page and you did everything that was on that book, I guarantee you that everyone who wants to be a millionaire would know that book front to back. Why is it not the same thing when it comes to God's word? The truth that is able to set you free. The truth that will endure until the end of time. So I want us to follow one more thing. I want us to look at one more thing, I should say, regarding the simple truth. And it's the question that has to be answered. Why don't people follow the simple truth? Well, you know, in the days of Jeremiah 10:23, the verse says there, it is not unto man that walketh to direct his own steps. Sometimes man thinks that he can do all things by himself. I'm reminded of what Paul says. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me, Philippians 4. I'm reminded of it's always been put back on God, the reason that we're able to do things. But there are people who don't obey the simple truth because sometimes it's just because it's that simple. I studied with brethren, or I've studied with people in the world, people who claim to be a lot smarter than I am, who have PhDs and all these things behind their names, but somehow they miss the simple truth because they're so smart. Don't let that be said about you. No matter how much academia you have, no matter how much you think you know, God knows more. Focus on what thus saith the Lord and not anything else. Some people don't obey the simple truth because of tradition, or they don't obey the simple truth because of what they've been taught all their lives. Don't let tradition keep you from going to heaven. Don't let tradition send you to a devil's hell. You have no business. You've not lost anything in hell, and you shouldn't want to go there just because you would not obey the truth that God has set before you. It's one of those things where the choice has to be made. You're either going to follow after righteousness, which will lead to glory, which will lead to a home in heaven, which will lead to destruction, and will lead to us being separated from God for an eternity. The truth must be desired. The truth can be known. I know there are many people who say, well, how do you know that's true? How can you determine what is truth? Again, it is through what God has said. Notice how I always go back to what God has said. Not what some man said to me, not what somebody taught. I got it straight from God's word. We have to rely upon God. If we're going to talk about God, we have to use his word. Don't let these people in the world try to bring new terms at you and try to tell you this and you that because you follow what God has said before you. Following the truth, you may lose family. You may lose friends. But I promise you, you gain a better family with those who are in the body of Christ. You gain better friends, and you gain life eternal. So I hope when we look at the simple truth, when we look at truth and what truth is, that we'll always realize that it is the standard that God set, not man. You know, I know people in the White House and all these other places have been making rules and changing things,
But friends, God is still in control. God has not taken his hands off the wheel, and God will continue to bless us. But if you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, you can't get those blessings. Those blessings are conditional that God offers. You have to be a child of God in order for even your prayers to get to God. I know that there are people who say, well, I pray all the time. But if you are not a child of God, who are you praying to? Where is it going? Paul wrote to the old Galatia in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. He said, for ye all are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye all are one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Are you in a position where you can receive that inheritance? If not, let us help you tonight. Let us help you to where you need to be, or to get to where you need to be, because life is short. This old, you may live to be 70, 80, 90, 100 years old. Life is short. Eternity is not. You can't just place your hope in something that you're not even sure about because you've seen somebody else do it all these years, and it may not even be true. I'll tell you this, if it's not done God's way, it can't be true. Let us help you. If you've not obeyed the gospel of Christ, we want to extend an invitation to you. The words of Jesus that are so sweet, that always keep me rooted, that keep me grounded. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Those words of Jesus that are so sweet, Jesus says, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. The world can't give you rest. The world can't give you peace. That's only found in Christ Jesus. He said, come to the school. Take off the yoke of the world. Come to the school of Christ. Learn of me. Let me teach you my ways. Follow me, and you will be blessed. There are so many times that people have been told to have salvation. You just say a prayer. You just believe, or no matter what you do, you can't lose your salvation. Friends, that's not the simple truth. That is a big lie. That is a lie that will send you to a devil's hell if you don't repent and come out of those things and obey the gospel of Christ. Ain't no shaking no preacher's hand. Ain't no sitting on the mourner's bench. Ain't no such thing as a mourner bench. I sat there as a kid. I ain't feel nothing. I went to sleep on it. That's what I did. It had nothing to do with salvation. Come out of that foolishness. Obey the gospel of Christ. To obey the gospel of Christ, one must hear the word of God, according to Romans 10:17. After hearing those words, one must believe those words, according to John 8 and verse 24. After believing, one must repent of all sins, according to Luke 13:3-5, Acts 17:30. And then one must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, according to Matthew 10 and verse 32. And then one must be baptized for the remission of sin, according to Acts 2 and verse 38. It's not a once saved, always saved. You must continue to live faithfully. Even if death was to come, still be faithful to receive the crown of life, Revelation 2:10. If there are some members of the Lord's church who are here listening and you strayed away from a simple truth, you've turned your back on God, I urge you to repent. Come back. God is not willing that his children should perish. He wants all to have life and to have life abundantly, John chapter 10. If there's any way that we can be of any service to you, please reach out. Because your soul is on the line. Don't go to hell for believing a lie when you could have believed the simple truth.